Starny A3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. We're going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, how families come together through love and adoption. And I just recently heard about a dear friend that I know he's doing some great things in our community. He's the head of a major corporation here that a lot of people love. You've probably heard of Vera Bradley. He's the president and CEO. And when I heard that he and his lovely wife have an adoption story, I couldn't wait to share that because this might be what you needed to hear today to nudge you to go in that direction. Rob Wahlstrom, thank you, my friend, for being here. I'm thinking you probably get a lot of joy and excitement about talking about your beautiful family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of my greatest blessings.
Yes. Well, adoption, it's something everybody thinks about and says, oh, that's beautiful. What do you have to say to somebody that says, where did you start and why did you and Laura decide to adopt?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, I look back and I just think it's really God's hand, right?
Yes.
Laura and I got married, tried to have kids, did not have success having our own kids. And we really began a process of praying about that, right? What does it mean? What does God want out of this? Does he want us to not have kids? What's his plan? And so through that process, we decided, okay, maybe we try this adoption thing. And I'll never forget, we moved cross country to a different part of the country. And one of my friend's husband was an adoption attorney. And So we went in to look at adoption and we went into this agency and we were all excited and we got there. And when we walked out, we both looked at each other and said, oh man, that felt horrible.
Oh, really? Oh.
You just felt bad. Just like,
wow. Why do you think?
I think part of it is looking at international adoption, right? Some international adoption is clean, legal,
yes,
truly adoption.
Right.
And some is not.
Right.
You just feel the Holy Spirit say, this is wrong.
Wow.
And so that was hard at first because we didn't know why it was wrong, but we said, okay, another door closed.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we went back into prayer and asking God. And a few years later, we moved to New York and we felt like God saying, okay, go back. So we went back to an agency there. We felt great. We said, okay, maybe this is the right thing. Let's do it. And we did it. And we decided to adopt out of Russia, and we got our first referral. We flew to Russia and met the child. And before, we had talked a lot about that we weren't ready for a, you know, severe kind of special needs adoption.
Sure.
We weren't at that stage in our life. And so the first child referral we had was a severe needs.
Okay.
And our heart was breaking, right? What are we supposed to do? We felt very convicted it wasn't the right thing to do. And so we basically ended that whole trip, a lot of tears, and came back home and said, oh my goodness, another door closed.
Right? Yes.
You know, what are you doing?
What are you doing, God?
You're telling us to walk through and then you like kick us back out the other side. What's wrong? And so a lot of prayer. And then we got another call, went back to Russia, went and met my daughter. And you could just feel the Holy Spirit go, this is what it's been about.
Wow.
You know, your 15 years of turmoil has been for this day.
Yes.
And I tell my daughter and I tell my son, too, who we adopted a couple years later, similar, I said, this was all part of God's story. I mean,
yes,
he put us together, made our family, not the traditional way.
Yes.
He made it a little bit harder for whatever reason. But it's just an extraordinary blessing.
And it's important that you share that because it's not always easy, but it's worth it. And God will see you through it. Rob, what do you say to someone today that's thinking about it, but maybe needs a little encouragement?
I think the biggest thing is be faithful, pray, do what you
yes
think is the right thing.
Yes.
And if it's not, he'll close the door.
Oh.
And he might tell you it's the right thing, so you walk through the door, but there's some part of the experience you need to go through, right? And I
yes
think too often people get concerned, am I doing the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? And I think part of it is just relax a little bit, you know, be faithful, seek God's help, and he'll take care of the rest of it. So
I agree. He may stop you or get you in a situation that's not the right one to hold you
yep
off to wait for your child. And that happened to me.
Exactly.
Like I got stopped along the way and wondered why. Thank you for your story. And we thank you for having Vera Bradley for us in this community.
My pleasure. Thank you for this opportunity. So, and I would just encourage everybody out there to look at adoption, take advantage. A lot of kids need the homes and a lot of homes need the kids, right?
So. Yes. Hey, you can connect with us on my Conversations link and we've got information about adoption. And you can also share this interview and let somebody else hear it by texting the word conversations to our O'Daniel text line at 260-407-8830 or connect on my Conversations link at star883.com.